It's absolutely shocking, and we were brought to our attention that the HSE and the Department of Public Expenditure set up a monitoring group to look at making sure that the HSE come in on budget. And as part of that, we sought the documents of those meetings, which we've received partial documents. And it's very clear that they have now identified the areas of disabilities of older persons and of our acute hospitals as an area where further cuts will be made during the rest of the year to make sure that the HSE comes in on budget. And this is clearly the low-hanging fruit. It's people who are very vulnerable in terms of older people and disabilities that are now being targeted by the HSE and this government as a result of their own mismanagement of the public finances.
And as you say, it's deeply unfair that many people now who need these services are penalised because of the overspend.
Well, we can see it on a daily basis, and as a public representative, my constituents are telling me the impact that it's having. There is speech and language cover that's not being covered in West Donegal, or whether it's the occupational therapist, or whether it's the consultant's position that isn't being filled, or nursing or frontline staff. And you can see it very clearly. We have situation now where waiting lists are gone out of control in Donegal. We have a crisis within our local hospitals and in our acute hospitals, and now the government are telling us that there are going to be further cuts. What we've demanded from them is that they release all of the documents that they've refused to give us under the Freedom of Information. These documents will tell clearly the cuts that they are going to inflict on the people of Donegal and elsewhere over the next number of months. And I think the people have a right to know, because at the end of the day, it is our taxpayers' money that is going into service these, and the government need to come clean as to what they're planning in terms of, does this mean more cuts to home health? Does this mean additional cuts to disability services? What does it mean for our Letterkenny General Hospital? We need transparency. We need a government that is upfront and honest with us. And crucially, what we need is we need to make sure that these cuts are reversed.